Hello, everyone. It's time for another midweek miracle episode. And this week, my guest is Sarah Stewart. Sarah is a contemporary visionary artist and muralist based in North Carolina. She is self-taught, and her style is very intuitive and inspired by the magic of Gaia. And for those of you who don't know what or who Gaia is, Gaia is planet Earth, but a more fully realized, alive and dynamic and breathing, truly alive planet Earth. In this episode, it's so exciting. We do talk dragons, and Sarah brings up a dream in which she met Quetzalcoatl. And I just want to give a little blurb about who Quetzalcoatl is. Quetzalcoatl is a major deity in Mesoamerican religions, including Aztec, Maya, and Toltec, who worshipped him as the god of creation, wind, rain, learning, science, agriculture, crafts, and the arts. Phew, that is a lot of responsibility. Now, you may ask yourself, why do so many cultures from all over the planet have dragons in their mythology? And for those of you who are kind of in the real world and all science-y, which I admit I'm one of those, scientists have posited that humans were so terrified of snakes, right? And our very lizard brain, snakes have been terrifying since the beginning of time for us. And so snakes, you can evolve that to dragons. We have all these stories about feathered snakes, feathered dragons attacking us or being powerful or, you know, changing the world or doing things in the world that are just insanely amazing. And partially it's because we have this kind of love-hate relationship with snakes and have had that since the beginning of time. And that kind of makes sense to me. So Sarah shares a story about Quetzalcoatl in this episode that really is fabulous, and I can't wait to get to it. So I'll stop talking and say, here you go. Here's your very next episode of Bite-Sized Blessings.
If you watch the videos of the people who are experiencing the Bufo ceremony, DMT. They are sometimes passing out, sometimes freaking out, sometimes screaming. They lose themselves, and a lot of times they lose consciousness. And so I was watching all these videos, and I was like, hell no, I'm not doing this. I was terrified, but I was still going to go. But the closer that it got to the ceremony, I started to feel like this is warrior medicine. What's the most important is during the period of painting that card, I had a friend come to me at the market and say, hey, we're doing this Bufo Alvaria ceremony. Would you like to join? Somebody paid for it, but they can't come. And I'm not sure if you are familiar with that, but it's toad medicine from the Sonora Desert. It's a Sonoran toad. And it's also called, doesn't matter. So I said, well, for sure I will. I kind of knew a little bit about it. I said, for sure, I'll be there. I'll hold space for you guys. But I don't think I'm going to participate, you know, because if you watch the videos of the people who are experiencing the Bufo ceremony, DMT. They are sometimes passing out, sometimes freaking out, sometimes screaming. They lose themselves, and a lot of times they lose consciousness. And so I was watching all these videos and I was like, hell no, I'm not doing this. I was terrified. But I was still going to go. But the closer that it got to the ceremony, I started to feel like this is warrior medicine. This is like really really powerful. And I started to receive these messages. You know, I really look for them. I think that's why I feel like they come. But I started to realize that actually this was a gift and that I needed to participate. And I finally, the night before the ceremony, I found the most beautiful video documentary about it. And it was this guy who was doing a documentary, and he was the one participating. And he had found this doctor in Mexico. And this doctor had gone through a lot of drug addiction. And then he found the tone medicine, and it completely changed his life. And so what he does now is he holds ceremonies for people, and he helps people in such a beautiful way. And I watched the ceremony, and I said, yes, I have to do it. So the next day, we all met up and at this house. And 108 is this number for me. I'm into numerology, and it means to me that, like, I am being watched over and that I'm in the right place. Like, this is the right, you're on the path. You're things are, you're listening. And I'm driving to the house, and I'm following this car with the 108, and it pulls into a driveway that is 1108. And then I'm seeing these hawks, right, circling. Like, all of these are my indicators. And the man that's holding the ceremony, his name was, he had the same name as my brother who passed away. We spoke about Tessa's boyfriend, my brother. And I knew it was a gift from my brother. And so I was, even though I was terrified, I was like, oh, I have to do this. We sat in the sacred ceremony with the White Light Collective, is what they're called. It's these two shamans, and it was the medicine was brought from the desert, and it was blessed by the other shamans in that area of that tradition. And so I felt good about it. And I remember very little, but I do remember that my heart was opened more than it has ever been in my entire life. And this is so normal that I get emotional. So, especially when I'm talking about the tarot. But I had the most profound experience of love. One of, I hope it's not the only one like that, but it was a gift from the gods. It was a gift from my brother, from the beyond. It was the most beautiful experience. And I realized, oh God, that's what I needed to put in this card. You know, so that was a big barrier that was lifted for me in order to really experience what it means, because these aren't just cards. They are maps of divine energy that we can use in our life to help us navigate. So if you look at the card, and maybe it would be nice to kind of put that one on the website to show people. I think it's really, really wonderful. You can see the chemical makeup of the bufo, because I did add that in there up at the top. And then this beautiful thing happened where two toads came up to the, like, spirit toads. If you look at it and you let it happen, two toads come to you. And they, you can see through the rays of the sun, the eyes, and then there's another trippier one that looks kind of gonzo-like. So go back and look at it. And I think these are the miracles of the deck. This is validation that I need, that I, and also help, because it's a labor of love. It's something that it's so timely, and it takes so much of my time, which I love it, but not all the time, you know. And so it was a gift for me. And to say, like, keep doing it, keep going. You're gonna be, and I'm gifted like this every time I paint a card. I mean, I could go into every card I paint and tell you what the gift was from the beyond, you know? So that's the story of one of my miracles.
each and every one of you loved this conversation. You know how I love tarot cards. So there will be a link to Sarah's website, Rattlesnakes and Rainbows, in the episode's show notes. There will also be a link to her Instagram, which is filled with fabulous imagery. I want you to get to know this artist, this creative and dynamic human being, as much as possible. So there'll be a link to her website and to her Insta. So be sure to check both of those out. I need to thank Sarah for telling her story today. And then I need to thank each and every one of you who listens to this podcast. For those of you who listen, if you wouldn't mind writing a review or leaving a little rating wherever you find the podcast, I would be ever so grateful. Those ratings and reviews help other people find us. Thank you for listening. And here's my one request. Be like Sarah. Form a relationship with Gaia, with the earth, with the natural world around you. And I have said it before on this podcast, this natural world that's all around us, it wants to communicate with you. It wants to be in relationship. And so what is it trying to tell you? So be like Sarah, open yourself to the mystery that is nature, and then just sit back, wait, and listen to what Gaia has to say.